Coming back to this issue of Class 1 national insurance, and it's one that we'll deal with more in detail on the P11D podcast and indeed the P11D CPD courses, but it's this question of whether Class 1 applies or Class 1A NIC. And if I just quote from the P11D that says, employers pay Class 1A national insurance contributions on most benefits. These are shown in boxes which are brown and have a Class 1A indicator. We then have sections B, C, E, M and N of the P11D are blue boxes, and they don't attract Class 1A national insurance contributions. Section M is the only one on the P11D, which is a dual choice section, as you can see from that slide. Is there any Class 1 national insurance to be included in the payroll before the payroll year end? A couple of examples, school fees, where it's not the employer's liability to pay the school fees, and therefore Class 1 national insurance contributions should have been paid through the payroll, even if the school fees are reported on the P11D. Another example we might come across, medical insurance. If it's a company scheme, fine, Class 1A, it's on the P11D in the normal way. But if it's the personal medical premium paid by the company, we could have a Class 1 liability.